Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
The bright, blessed day.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. I'm not going to give you a phone number because I'm just giving you tons of live information. We've had a couple hours of talking about what to do in the month of December. I've talked about poinsettias. I went off on a tangent about weeds. I apologize, but kind of fun to be able to just go off on tangents like this, because a lot of times I'm just answering questions, right? I get started on a little tangent, and then I answer some questions, which I love answering the questions, but sometimes it's just so fun to be able to go off on a tangent like this and just talk about it. So we did talk about that flan seed. So definitely take a look at it. The website is floweringlawn.com. You know, one thing we should be thinking about is looking for ice melt, right? It's inevitable. There's going to be snow this year. I mean, it's rained so much that if it all of a sudden just turns into a dry winter, I mean, I'll be happy, but at the same time, I'll be angry, because every time I wanted to go outside and do something, it rained. And so we got to think ahead, and we got to look for ice melt. We got to look for things to, you know, take care of. We got to make sure we got shovels. We got to make sure the snowblower's working. We got to make sure all these things are ready so that we can just protect ourselves and get things done. Because you've heard me say this a number of times, but slips, trips, and falls when it comes to ice cost so much money that we look at it and we just say the doctor's bills. But if you really look at it, and you look at it as just the doctor's bills, and then the time you miss from work, and then all the recovery time, etc., you know, we're into hundreds of thousands of dollars here. And this isn't something that should be taken lightly. And so, you know, we've partnered with Natural Alternative for years now, and they have great ice melt products. Their ice melt product that is specifically called Natural Alternative Ice Melt is a non-toxic, biodegradable, pet-friendly, and superior ice melting agent that is safer for the environment. Now, this is a product that remains effective till negative 16 degrees, right? Negative 16 degrees. So this is something that will, in our area, work well. It's something that will not damage your lawn or hardscapes as long as it's not uncured concrete, or if the if it's concrete that's been there for only a short amount of time, there's another option. But if it's been there for a year or more, it should be fine. Now, the natural alternative ice melt can be safely used, and it's not going to hurt plants or the aquatic life. Now, traditional rock salts that you go out and buy, those can actually heat up to 175 degrees. The rock salt itself can heat up to 175 degrees. Now, can you imagine being a pet and stepping on rock salt and getting it stuck in your paws and then heating up to 175 degrees? Well, this doesn't do that. That's one of the great things, is this does not do that. And it is safer. Comes in multiple sizes. That 9-pound shaker jug, you can get the 9-pound shaker jug with a 20-pound bag, or just get a 40-pound bag. But I really do recommend getting a shaker so that you can use it and put it all over the driveway and then just maybe refill it, right? So get 1 9-pound and then get the 20-pound bag or the 40-pound bag. This is one that you don't need to use a lot. A 9-pound shaker jug covers up to 2,700 square feet. Now, I'll put that in easier terms. That is a 10-foot wide driveway by 270 feet. If you have that driveway, good for you. But most don't have the driveway that big, right? So they can get away with using it a few times. Now, depending upon how it is and how much snow there is or ice present, you're basically looking at 1 to 4 pounds per 500 square feet. So hence the 9 pounds will do 2,700 square feet. Do the math. That's how it works out. Now, they have another product that is a CMA product, right? It's the safest way to melt. It's formulated without chloride and is less corrosive than tap water, making it safer than regular ice melt, right? It's 100% CMA ice melt, exceeds LEED compliance requirement for commercial and public properties. You can actually use this on concrete that has just been put down, but it has to be about 30 days after installation. Can't be like right away, can't be the next day, right? So that's something to be thinking about. But it's environmentally friendly, safe to use around your pets, your lawn, waterways. There's no greasy residue, and this one won't burn the paws or your lawn. Now, this one only melts down to 15 degrees. But one of the things that it does is it makes the snow a little bit lighter. It makes snow and ice turn into like an oatmeal-like substance to make it easier to remove. It's an easier one to, get rid of that thin layer of black ice or the ice, right? This is one that I would definitely recommend using as something before a light snowfall. Or if we know that we're going to get a, ice storm, right? I like this one to use during when we're going to get a dusting to an inch, those storms, right? You put this down on the driveway before the storm, your driveway is pretty clear the next day when you wake up or after the storm's done, because it's a great pre-treat for this. This is one where I would say it's the lighter, it's going to go a further than others. This does come in a 6-pound jug. But it goes, you know, it does a good amount for it. There are other sizes. There's a 30-pound bag, right? But again, these are all safe for you to use. And if you've put in, you know, a new concrete area around the house, the patio, and it's less than a year old, you're not going to want to use regular ice melt. You use regular ice melt, you're going to ruin the concrete. Yes, it does have to be 30 days old, but anything from 30 days old, so 1 month to 12 months, if you use rock salt or regular ice melt, you're ruining that concrete that you put down and spent money to have put in place. So you just got to think about it. There are the options for you. Both of these are from Natural Alternative, right? These are products that you can find in their shop. And while you're there, take a look at their Know and Grow library to see, you know, which one works for you, or even at any time, looking at different things for different parts of the season. So, we're talking ice melt. It's December. You might as well. Ice is gonna happen. So, you know, get it ahead of time. Save money now by getting this, because if you don't, you're going to fall and get hurt. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Ballpark Garden Club. No phone number here. Just given information on what to be doing this time of year. Talked a lot of different things. We're going to talk a lot more about some different things. We've talked about what to do during the months, right? You know, what is it that you should be doing in December? I talked about a great book called Month by Month Gardening in New England. It's definitely something to take a look at, right? We've talked about indoor plants. We've talked a lot about poinsettias, right? You know, some things we could be looking at doing, all weather permitted, right? Let's think about some tree and shrub maintenance during this month. Now, I know I've said it the past few weeks, but I think it is something to really think about. Deciduous trees in the area, like, you know, the crab apples, the flowering plums, those types. Those should definitely be pruned. Right? Those can be pruned during those winter months because it's so much easier to see where you're actually cutting because there's no leaves. So, you know, this is the time of year. Get rid of sucker growth. Sucker growth is only going to pull water away from the plant during those winter months, right? It's just going to take away from everything that you've done throughout the year. You've watered it till the ground froze, but now the sucker growth is pulling all that water away. You can get rid of some of the dead and damaged limbs, right? And you can do that on any tree and shrub at any time. You know, just because it's one season doesn't mean you shouldn't get rid of dead or damaged branches. I mean, a dead or damaged branch, if it is damaged on the tree itself and you do nothing about it, it's only going to become more damaged. And then when it does finally either rot or break off, it's not going to be a clean break on the plant. So it's not going to be able to really do what it needs to. Maybe set out new growth. It's going to be a jagged edge. It's not going to be where it needs to be. So cleaning those up and getting them with a nice, fresh, angular cut is usually the best way to go with this. Now, another thing, you know, you can do on some of these deciduous trees, you can, you know, shape them up a bit. It's not going to harm them. You know, if you're going to get a snowstorm or if you're going to get a deep freeze, I don't recommend doing it. You know, use a little bit of the knowledge you have and just say, all right, probably not the best idea. But at the same time, I want you to realize that those three, when it comes to deciduous trees, can be done this time of year. So if we get a warm-up in the middle of the winter, which we usually do, and you're itching to get outside, go clean up some of your trees. Because you never know what's going to happen during those months. So get out there, do it when you can. Don't worry about, you know, what the book might say about when to prune this. Now, I'm not saying go out and prune, you know, deciduous shrubs. You know, go out there and prune your hydrangeas. No, we're not doing that. We're not pruning those types of things. It's trees specifically. Now, some perennials, if it has, there's no snow on the ground and the perennials died back, yeah, we could cut some of those. We've gone on, you know, in the previous shows, we've listed out perennials that should be cut back once the season kind of hits. And a lot of that's probably already done at this point. But if you haven't, you still have time to cut those back. As long as they've died back into the ground, the energy is back into the plant where it needs to be in the root system. So, if time permits and the weather permits, which it has the past few years, we've just gotten random warm-ups, don't be afraid to go outside and do something in the yard. Don't be afraid to prune those deciduous trees. Don't be afraid to do some cleanup. It's never a bad thing when it comes to those things. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll have more live information for you. As the time permits, we'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. The serial killer in Los Angeles caught. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna here.
By Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
He was charged with three homeless men's killings after a car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless men's killings.
In other news, you can hear the chaos after a bombing in the Philippines. The president there urging calm and promising justice. At least four people killed during the Catholic Mass. The attack comes just one day after the Philippine military killed 11 terrorists from an Islamic extremist group. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some good information for you guys, timely information, different things to be doing. But it is live. It's just we're not taking calls. I'm not here. I am out for a few weeks. So I have recorded these earlier so I can get some rest and do some, you know, some, as I'm calling it, preventative maintenance, right? We do it to our cars. We do it to our machinery that we use in the garden. Why not take care of ourselves? Best time of year for me to do it, so definitely doing it to be better for the future. Anyways, we've been talking about things to do, what we can be doing in the garden, what we can be doing inside. We've talked about poinsettias, we've talked about a number of things. You know, if you decorate outside with wreaths and garlands and all of that, some people leave them up for a good, you know, a few seasons. But I want you to think about, it's not just throw them away when the season's done, right? Like a Christmas tree. A Christmas tree, there are towns that have different areas that will throw them into a one area, into a pile. They'll get picked up, chipped, and reused, right? Great. But if you live in an area where there's woods behind your house or to the side of your house, maybe bringing that Christmas tree and just throwing it into the woods, leaning it a little bit on an angle so it's not laying down, just so it's got a little bit, you're going to get some protection for some of the wildlife that's out there. Just something to be thinking about. And you can do the same thing with those garlands, with those wreaths, those boughs, all of that. You know, take the decorations off of everything. We don't want the animals eating the decorations thinking it's fruit, right? But it can be used to cover plants. You know, if you don't want to use the Christmas tree, you know, and leave it out in the woods to bring wildlife because you're like, yeah, no, I don't think it's a good idea to bring wildlife closer to my house. Cut all the branches up the sides. Use those branches to cover over some of your patio plants that are outside, your perennials, your shrubs that need a little bit extra. Just throw them on top of your plants to protect them for the winter months. It's that little extra blanket. know, you're helping them out for that weekend that we had last year at the end of January, into February, where it's like negative numbers, and that extra blanket inside feels good. Well, the plants are thinking that same thing, that they could use that extra blanket. And that's what you're doing here. So it's not just about, you know, decorating for the season. It's using them afterwards. And again, like I said, take off the decorations and the lights and all those things before you put them out there. But definitely something to be thinking about. Now, other things that we can be doing, you know, we talked about earlier about indoor plants, having them. Well, one thing I want to remind everybody to do is check on these plants. You know, check on them weekly, bi-weekly, but set a schedule. Set a schedule so you know, all right, every 2 weeks I'm going to go through the plants. I'm going to make sure, you know, there's no insects on them. I'm going to wash them off. I'm going to get the dust off of them. I'm going to add humidity. I'm going to, you know, shine them with some leaf shine maybe, or I'm just going to do something to them. Now, we've talked that your plants want to be dormant. Well, yes. But that doesn't mean forgotten. They do need water every once in a while. They do need to be checked for, you know, insects. They do need the moisture in the air. And maybe the humidity that you're creating is with a sprayer or a mister that you just spray in the area and create plants together with that moisture. And maybe it's a humidifier. Right? Put those plants together and check on them. I mean, we're not looking to say, hey, you doing all right? You need some medicine? You need this? Like, it's more of just a check through. All right, I don't see anything. And just don't forget about them. Because once you forget about the plants, what ends up happening is those are the ones that get like a disease or an insect that take over everything. And then you're just tossing everything. You know, preventative maintenance, IPM, integrated pest management. Integrated pest management, the one thing is that you look for signs of these things happening. We talk about it out for outside. We talk about it for the lawn and garden. We should be doing those same things for the houseplants that we've brought indoors. Right? For all the different ones that were out on our patio that we didn't think much of because they're outside and I'm not seeing anything and they're getting water. Well, just, you know, make it a habit. Again, as I mentioned last hour, do not fertilize them. Just keep that in your mind. Do not fertilize during the winter months. Now, I've said this earlier. I'm the one who purchases fertilizer for the company I work for, right? And we want to sell it. That's the goal. But I don't want you to buy it in December or January and February. Because you shouldn't use it on those houseplants. If anything, maybe it's a light, you know, all-purpose that has minimal to it. And maybe it's once a month or every 6 weeks. But you're not trying to get these plants to grow. You're just keeping them in their dormant state. When you start adding fertilizer, you start activating them, you start waking them up and getting them ready, root development, shoot development, everything. And a lot of those plants want to rest during the winter months. They're like bears, they want to hibernate. They want to just chill out. You know, anybody who has a college student who came home for the winter months, you know, like I used to in January when I went to UMass Amherst, you'd come back right before Christmas, and you'd be home for 40 days. And all you want to do is rest and sleep all day. That's what your houseplant is. It's your college student who came home for the month. Right? I've come up with a lot of different analogies today, I will say. We've talked about your plants being a bear. We've talked about it being a college student. I don't know where else I'm going to go with this, but it's just crazy. Anyways, make it a habit every couple weeks to check on your plants. And do the same thing when it comes to any of the bulbs that you have brought in for the winter months, right? Because those guys, if you're bringing in like dahlia tubers, right? Dahlia tubers, you did everything you could to dry them out. You put them in a container of some sort with air holes. You've put peat moss around it. Inevitably, one of them's going to get wet because out of nowhere, something's going to leak or whatever. But that one could turn into start to mold. Now, we all know mold will just spread. And then all the tubers that you've saved and done all this work for are ruined. Now, that's why you check them every week, every 10 days, every 2 weeks, to see if anything like this is happening. So that you can prevent an outbreak of sorts, right? You know, some people bring in all their dahlias, and they're, you know, 10 in the 10, like 10, 20, 30, 40, any of those numbers, but they store them all together. And checking on them is important. You start to feel the tubers a little bit, and if they're super soft and you don't see the mold, but they're really kind of shriveled up and they're starting, you can push everything together, you might think about removing it so that it doesn't affect the other plants that are in there, right? Just some things to think about. So, you know, get into that habit during the winter months. It'll get you ready for spring, too. Because in spring and summer, you're going to need to be watering your plants more often, right? So, you know, just get in that habit now. So definitely something to be, you know, just something to be thinking about. Now, I want to go into a little bit now and into the next break. And I meant to discuss this when we were talking about poinsettias and the meaning behind them and all those things. But I wanted to just bring up the fact that, you know, poinsettias aren't just a Christmas plant. They are one that you can actually have grow throughout the year. And if you follow the steps, you can actually keep them going throughout the season. And there's out there, there are month by month steps on how to get it to go and how to keep it that way, right? So, you know, we'll discuss that as time permits. And I meant to touch base on it earlier when it came to our, you know, the whole poinsettia discussion. I mean, I talked about it at length for almost an hour. It might have been less than that, but it felt like it. Anyways, you know, it's not just one that you throw away afterwards. The same thing with amaryllis bulbs. It's, you don't just throw them away when you're done at the end of the season, right? So, you know, just keep these things in mind when you're getting these plants and buying plants, because it's not just a one and done. They can last you for years upon years. It's like a, you know, Christmas cactus, right? There are so many people out there who have Christmas cactus that have been living for 30, 40, 50 years, right? I mean, they can last forever. So just something to be looking at, something to be thinking about with these plants. Don't just throw them away, right? Don't just get rid of them when they're done. Now, January through March on a poinsettia. Obviously, you want to get rid of that foil or anything along those lines and just get it so it's back to its regular pot. Get rid of it and just keep it going. Water it as needed. Keep it in a sunny window the best you can for those months, for January to March. Again, you want it to... you want to water it, but not all the time. You want it to dry out a little bit in between waterings, but you don't want it to go bone dry. So you're not doing a lot during those months. You're kind of just letting it be. From there, April and May, you know, if you like the way it is and you want it to grow taller, it's just a few things need to do. This is when you start fertilizing. You continue this throughout all spring, summer, and fall. Now, if you want it to be more compact, this is the time, April and May, to prune it back. Just about maybe 6 inches long. And that's it. We'll go into more as time permits, but we will be back in a few. We're going to take that break. Like I said, we'll be back to talk more about poinsettias and the month-by-month care.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's a pre-recorded show, all new information, just not taking calls. I'm out for a bit, and I wanted to give you some live shows, so we're just we're talking at you for 4 hours. I love it. Now, we were talking, again, about poinsettias, and you can kind of look at this through some other plants that are holiday-type plants, but I wanted to make sure you all know that a poinsettia can be a perennial for you and come back year after year. It just takes a little bit of work, right? So we talked about April, May. If you want it to grow taller, let it be. Start the fertilization. If you want it more compact, you can actually cut it back to about 6 inches tall. At this point, no matter if it's big, if you want it to go big or small, look to repot the plant. Go to the next largest pot size. So we're looking at a pot about 2 inches larger in diameter than the previous pot. Now, you can use that same exact measurement when it comes to your indoor, any house plant, right? If you are repotting a house plant, don't just go the very next small size up. You know, don't go from a 7-inch pot to an 8-inch pot. There are some you can, but for the purpose of this conversation, it's best to go about 2 inches up. So if you're going from an 8-inch pot, go to a 10-inch pot. 10-inch to a 12. 12-inch to a 14. The great thing is the majority of like clay pots, they go 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. So it's already, the math is already done for you. Anyways. So look to get it into a bigger pot. Now, if you want to get this ready for, you know, the next Christmas, you actually need to really pay attention between the months of June to September. Because you want to actually put that poinsettia outside. You want to slowly get it ready, like you would any houseplant that you've kept inside. Now, here's something that you might not think about when it comes to the poinsettia. You actually don't want to put it in full sun. Now, this likes the sun of the winter months because the sun is not as intense. It's not as direct, right? But in the summer months, it's a lot hotter. And we don't want to get that plant sun scald, right? So you actually start off by giving your poinsettia, you put it out in a full shade area for a week. After a week, you give it maybe 1 or 2 hours of morning sun per day for a few days, maybe a week, 10 days. And you gradually increase the amount of sun until the plant is in a spot that gets full sun. So start with morning sun because it's a easier, gentler sun. It's not as intense. And honestly, you can do this very slowly. You're better off to do it slowly. Because if you do it too quickly, it will actually burn the plant. Now, obviously, poinsettias love full sun, but they just got to get acclimated to it. Now, you don't have to put it outside. But if you have space, you might as well. You can leave it inside. It's not going to be as luxurious. It's not going to be as great, but it will continue to grow indoors. Now, October through December, you know, if you had it outdoors, bring it back early. Don't let it sit out for a frost. Don't let it sit out late because it doesn't like 55 degrees or colder, right? You got to start giving it the right conditions in October. You know, to get those bracts going. So starting October 1st, you'll need to give the plant 14 hours of uninterrupted darkness each night. Now, I want you to think about it. Some people will actually put like a box over the plant or move it into a closet for those 14 hours. It can only really get 10 hours of light during the day. And when they say uninterrupted, they also mean street lights, lamps, just a reading light, any of those things. You actually do this for 10 weeks. After 10 weeks, it starts to develop. Get those bracts going, and then it's ready for Christmas. And then you're ready to start over afterwards. That's what you can do with a poinsettia. It's not just a one and done. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.